Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network. Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Peggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Welcome to Faces for Radio. It is 5:30. We are skipping intro music and doing our commercial early because we have a very, very special show for you. Today on Faces for Radio, we have with us my co-host, Gartiz.
Welcome, everybody, once again, Thursday afternoon. Let's get this started.
And we also have the judge with us. Say hello, judge.
Hello.
All right, and the reason we have the judge here is because we will be having a power hour today. We're going to start this with every time the song changes, you have to take a shot of beer, and hopefully we all make it through. Judge, check your mic. You may be on mute. There we go. And if you guys want to join in at home, we usually do the toast. This is going to be a 60-minute toast, and we will be running late today on the show. So I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
All right. Hope all the listeners grab their beers. Get started.
All right. take our first shot.
All right.
All right, we're on our way. We're off and running, fellas.
We haven't started.
So I feel like because we have so much to do this season, number one, face for fame. And I think the first thing we should say right off the bat is that the judge bent Marty McSorley, and he has refused to do so. So we're going to take Marty McSorley out of here.
Marty McSorley is officially off the ballot.
It would be like, it would basically be like saying, Rumble McTumblebum, get out of here right now.
Get out, Rumble. It would
be like saying,
well, the judge can't even justify his actions, which he nominated him for, which I found amazing. So, off the ballot, leaving the final personality thing down to four nominees.
No.
Three.
Yeah.
Who do we take out? Let's close that up.
So Army after set up?
Yeah, but they...
The judge just asked... Can't...
Well, as the judge is fixing that...
Yeah, let's get back to it. Go. So, I was thinking... Challenge everybody.
What we can do is trick.
We could have smell in their vote. We could have glitter in their vote.
Stop. I don't know how to. I think we should
put up a
on paper. And just have it go through the face. Just I'm pretty sure the millions and millions of faces listeners aren't all going to vote for this. We can count them. All of them. All. Every one of them. Yeah.
Anyway. the judge who is having audio problems is so mad right now. So we'll put the voting. If you guys want to put voting to the athletes now, you can email us now. Starting now. We will take that at acesforradioshow@gmail.com. We'll also take our next. I love the and the way the sunlight plays. You can also hit us up with your votes at facesforradio1 on Twitter. Really quick right now. Trying to get the stuff.
Yeah, and truthfully, man, the music's kind of throwing me off.
It is.
Like, I want to sit and, like, listen to kind of jam out a groove that I forget we're on the air. We got to talk.
That's what I'm going to get. I'm just like, fired out. Yeah.
Okay, I think I got to get to my
thing. All right. So we're going to go into the
Yeah, next up for Face for Fame is... And again, like, personality. Movies that may be a little off the radar. Maybe there's stuff that are like classics that you know of. And like, so let's keep to that. So I definitely have my nomination. I know Anthony has his, and I'm sure the judge has his.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get your nominee in, Judge. Technical issues notwithstanding. So I'll go ahead and start it off.
I have
two nominees. Right now, I have one that kind of sticks out.
All right.
And then if another one pops up in my head as we go along or as the discussion gets formed, then I'll bring it up. So, you want to alternate in the meanwhile? You start with one, I'll give mine. You finish up with the other one?
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
All right.
So, my first nominee is True Romance. Is one of my absolute favorite movies. The reason I like it, one, there are 20 to 30 great actors, even if they're in the movie for a second. Number two, the writing is incredible. It's Quentin Tarantino's first movie that he wrote. Tony Scott directed it. The guy who directed Top Gun and then committed suicide. died like recently.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so that's what happened. Anyways,
you know what? I've seen it once that I recall, and I couldn't even tell you what it's about. I know it has to do with like somebody find like a big bag of drugs or money.
Yeah, and they like want to sell it off real quick to like just kind of like get on with their lives, and then it just goes haywire.
Yeah, like I kind of remember the scenario.
Dude, what is going on here, man?
Judges. The judge
has just shot out of the studio for no.
It looked like he peed his pants black.
Oh my goodness. No. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I wish people could have seen it.
That's what to expect from Power Hour.
What?
Yeah, I don't really spend a lot of time on it.
Right.
I think, like, Love Rules is actually, like, pretty good. And I think all the comedy actors are on I think it's cool. So, I don't know. Pretty gangster.
I gave you a nominee earlier.
You did. Cracked.
Hey, you haven't announced yet, Steve. Go ahead.
Did I have to head? Alright.
I'm putting on Ghostbusters. Great movie ever. It's on Power Hour.
And it's on right in second.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah. It's called Baby Inspiration. Not right now.
You are calling in.
I don't have the word in front of me, so I can't even see. I'm sorry. Alright. Is there anything else to say? Like, I don't even need this. It's great as a kid, it's great as an adult. Like, this movie is transcendent.
You know what, though?
I'm afraid of
them. I really feel that we really don't even have to sell them or explain them or reveal them. Like, I think people just know. You either know about this or not. Not fully back. That way, I'm going to go ahead. All right. I'm going to nominate.
Testing. Is the judge back?
Judge is back.
Hey, Judge, can you hand me a beer?
Goonie. Love that movie. Can never go wrong with it. Kind of falls in the same category for me as Ghostbusters for you. We got four solid ones right now.
I have one.
Okay.
And as soon as I look at those pretty eyes, I do the movie that should be confident. And that's what you really know about. Just knows that.
It is called Kayfabe. Oh my goodness.
Good enough, right? Kayfabe is a time.
It's very much like
title tag. However, it's a tribute band.
Don't know about it. Call your grandma. This is
good. Great.
All right. I'm here. Can you guys, everyone hear me okay? All right. I'm finally getting a combination of my own here. Have either of you ever seen Fight for called The Game, Michael Douglas?
Yes. Yes, I have.
All
time.
Greatest plot twist.
Yes.
Movie of all time.
Dude, that was just one of the best, like, suspense-type, thrilling, like, thrillers ever.
When find out what happened, put it in his jaw, just like, what?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't want to give too much away either, because, like, we could really get into the ending of that. But, I mean, honestly, the listeners haven't heard it. Yeah, the listeners haven't heard it, you definitely don't want to be...
I don't really remember... I don't really remember the ending of that movie, because, like, suspect type of twist.
Dude, honestly, I would honestly put it as a better twist than Usual Suspects. If not right up there at that level of twist.
Is it better than the end of the first one?
I figure what happened in Saw.
Kind of like he cut his leg off. And then, but then Jigsaw's laying in the middle the whole time.
Yeah, that's what happened. He, like, gets something down.
Dude, I think it's better than... I mean, I gotta go with...
The whole movie just has you on the edge of your seat and suspense.
You know what
and
it's about?
I
don't really remember. I saw this first came out. Like a kid that came out kidnapped.
You're thinking something completely different.
I remember him, like, constantly having, like, cast.
You're talking about the one with Michael Douglas, right?
Right. He's a rich guy from San Francisco.
Yeah, who gets a birthday present from his brother.
A birthday present.
Yeah.
I remember
what he said. I still remember. That might be a movie you have to
watch again.
It's definitely.
Oh, different guy.
Like an idea question.
I've done this in a while.
Power Hour?
Yeah, man. Seriously, when's the last time Power? I think I can tell you exactly what it was. I remember Casey, a friend of mine, Casey, we went and hung out and had like a barbecue. And with a bunch of people, we sat around freaking Power Hour, man. Huh? We did, actually. But we ran out of beer, so we started doing wine. But this was like this was at the end of the night, and it was just like... I don't know how we did it. Shout out if chance they're listening out there. Anybody who was involved in that evening.
That was our best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So what beers are we enjoying tonight, Phil?
I was going to go with Stella. That's my go-to. Stella's red
cherry,
but not Stella.
Yeah, that was tough. I was actually just drinking Stella before I came here.
I feel like, I feel like, when you guys, like, I'm on that now. You guys, you
So let's get back to our movie nominees. So far, man, we've got quite a list.
It's Romance, Ghostbusters, Kayfabe, and The Game.
Dude, that's such a badass list. Like, I'm almost tempted to leave it right there. It's an amazing list.
There's so many stars.
That's just like it'd be like the whole wing of the movie. I'm like, Faith for Fame.
There's like other good ones I want to nominate.
Speaking of good plot twists, the judge has another nomination. It's called Brad Pitt.
Seven. I'm just kidding. I know.
What's in the box? Oh, what's in the box?
Dude, I had a say conservative pundit John and my Asian friend Jack. The three of us did that in college, that whole skit, that ending of that movie, all the time. That was my part.
puts in the back.
Hey, man, that's always what I do.
Another good one.
This was a happy hour special at the college bar.
When the song came on?
Mm-hmm. This whole power hour was made in college. We used to do these in college almost daily. And sometimes we would try to go for a double power. And that always ended up empty.
Isn't that basically an hour of constant drinking?
No, it's 2 hours. Exactly.
Oh. Power hours? That's brutal. Nothing good can come out of it.
Well, it was in a frat. And you know how frat out you can imagine how they
Well, yeah, that's all different.
I'm just enjoying the tunes right now.
I am, I really am. Dude, do you remember the scene in Beetlejuice when they're all at the dinner table and they all just start like dancing conga around the table?
This is a song, right?
Yeah.
I was telling Judge, my team, part of that. If they need something to listen to, here are bathroom.
You really should do just create a power hour show.
That's what.
No. But like something somebody could sit back and listen to and know that every time we change, like topic, change.
Topic.
That'd be kind of nice little collection of songs put together here.
What is something ridiculous story? We're gonna hide. By the way, from speaking
like,
hey,
Please tell me you don't have to do it.
First time ever on the famous radio, they have a karaoke show.
Never.
I actually talked to the students before the show started about Anthony's vocal abilities. And so hopefully, of course, Anthony gets to show some of that off.
I'm just kidding.
That's another great movie.
Dude, I can't believe it. Look at this. It's like on air.
What's so many?
Groundhog's there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Ironic. It's always on.
A paradoxical question. Please explain to the unlocked bastard.
Like,
what that was.
I don't know.
You have no clue?
No. But I paradoxal? I don't even know if it's a real word.
I want to look it up.
I think it's like a facial cream. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Yeah. Just got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching me with those eyes.
The problem is that like a wall, I think all the songs out first I didn't know the lyrics. But I feel like I like I don't know all the words, I just gotta like stuff the mess up. And that's what like, that's like
this,
I know. This is important for everyone.
Yeah, we're gonna like if we like get picked up somewhere someday, like this is gonna come back and we're gonna get fired. We're gonna be like, we heard that Power Hour show, you're out of here. You're done. That guy that judge wanted out.
Hey, wait a minute. I was having technical difficulties and I was being a nice guy to not screw up the sounds for you guys. Questioning the judge.
Sorry, sir. You're a referee. So next week's catechism. She might as well tell us what that is. Yes. Like, just last week, we forgot about the job.
I'm going to do your plugs now, too.
Yeah, sure.
But next week's category is what is that? We're going to go with it. Next week's category is
I don't know, everything just seems a little ambiguous to me. Movies, are you want movies that are underrated? You want faces for fame? Please clear it up to the judge.
Have you not been keeping up with the Facebook page, Judge?
I have.
It's all very clear.
Call me John Doe.
This is basically something. You feel is never got due appreciation.
Like, if some ways they're like, make it important. You know, this is cool. This is
good. Inanimate object.
We're going to give you an example after the next drink. And my burp.
See, I was wondering, while I'm going, do I use the microphone, or is that kind of
a...
That's part of the show.
Cattle prod that ended the greatest streak ever.
Yeah.
Sorry, I apologize. The second greatest streak.
That is pretty impressive, actually. That's really there's like Cal Ripken's record, and then we're right there behind it.
Oh, it's not the rap one.
Just kick it.
Oh, why do I feel like the bus in the home run?
Okay.
What is happening?
Hear both of you.
Okay. All right.
What about this? Alright, we're back.
Yeah.
Okay, something like that. Going on. If anyone listens, he's like, oh man, yeah, more buttons.
So, alright, try this for a third time.
I want to say 170
173. Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you.
Okay. So at 173 wins, and then he had a match, and this guy broke it.
So his streak ended due to a cattle.
Yep. We're gonna top the cattle for any greatest streak.
If you give you a basic, like for instance, like Marty McSorley, you could nominate the stick to cover the guy. Not Marty McSorley, the stick who did the damage.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
So, you understand? Does it make a little bit more sense?
A little clearer now.
You have your smoke in here. It's fine. It's fine.
Sure?
I'm sure. Sit down. Hour. You can... We'll take the studio fine. The landlord's a real bitch.
Man, I've never had to deal with her personally, so...
It's a nasty habit.
Saw what happened earlier. You know, landlord had it out.
Hey, man. She needs the rent paid. You can't be walking around naked, man. There's other people that live here.
I'm signaling to the judge dirty things.
Well, see, you're sounding really low.
I don't know. I don't really know what to do. Do I sound normal to you?
He sounds normal to me.
You sound normal to me.
Yeah, you
do. I sound normal to you?
Yeah, everything's cool on the judge's side.
Doug dancers make me happy. Who is upstairs listening?
So what do my answers make you feel?
Unhappy.
That's a twist.
Yeah, way to jump on board. What do you think all that delay was about?
So either way,
I'm just happy that the judge hears what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're good. So, I think we might have to narrow down this movie category for next week. We might have to go through
the movie shot. Cut the nominee.
We might have to, man. I mean, so why don't we do this?
Is there a predefined number of nominees that you guys are accepting?
I feel like there's not a predefined number, and I feel like there's not a predefined amount that can get in.
See, I don't think that's ever been actually been discussed in the bylaws of the Faces of the Family.
Right here.
Oh, geez.
They're moving quick.
Oh, man. They are moving quicker.
Man. I feel like we're pitching Seinfeld right now.
Whose idea was this?
This is a show. Well, this was my idea.
Of course.
See,
the idea man over here.
Oh yeah, I'm the one with all the ideas.
Weren't you the one that came up with the wing competition?
That was actually all on me.
Uh oh.
Man, see, you know what sucks about the music on here? I can't hit another sound because I went to go hit the cluck the way I did.
You guys, cluck.
That was.
I tell you what, one thing when I listened to the show before, two shows ago, was you brought up a point of how camping over here.
Has it really been 9 weeks? I'll figure that out.
Sorry about that, but I was talking about how Anthony is willing to literally go along with any idea that is brought up.
Yeah. Do you have any good...
Pitch something to him, he's like, I'm on board.
He's
like, when are you going to do it? I'm in.
Don't follow the show. You gotta love it.
I want this show to be big. I want us to be able to get paid good money for this eventually.
This show might have been a step in the wrong direction. You know,
what's out there?
Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Shake me to your special place. This is, I mean, this show me your face.
I'm gonna piss on it. Hate. Love is wanna love. I don't even want none of your love. I want to kiss on you. Yes, I'm gonna pee on you. I'm pee on you.
Oh my god, I was trying to hold that in for a while.
Get the port up, honey.
It's my jam right here.
This song is hilarious. You know, the other day I was talking to somebody and I was like, hey man, you remember the Dave Chappelle show? And he was like, the what show?
What?
I was like, yeah.
Piss on you. Start never feel quite the same when you get a whiff of my Hershey stain.
So what was Chappelle's deal with leaving the show and where did he go, to Africa or something?
Dude, apparently he, like, lost his shit dealing with, like...
The fame, or what? The black stereotype jokes that he always made?
No, like...
I need another...
Comedy Central in general. Like, apparently, dude, he got signed, like, a humongous TV contract, and it just went, like, bonkers. Like, went completely bonk, and then, like, I don't know if he couldn't just deal with the corporate side of it, or they were trying to edit his comedy. Who knows, man, but...
He was huge.
But he was awesome. And just dropped off the face of the earth.
Just said, walked away.
Fuck it, and I'm out. There I go again, dropping the F-bomb. I'm trying not to do that.
Unbelievable. We're trying to be a family-friendly show here.
Yeah, because you're drinking O'Doul's over there, right?
Yeah. Eventually. This is my guilty pleasure. And I know somebody else may be listening who is their guilty pleasure.
Really impressed by the mixture.
I told you it was good. Gartiz wanted that one that goes, they play a song and then they go, shot, 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 shot.
Yo, and Little John, every minute.
I was like, bro, I need this.
Actually, most of them, they don't.
They want to do a power hour, they like I said, this episode is your power hour.
I like it. See, like right there. I'm not quite sure of all the words.
You're not sure that it's got the music in you?
That's
it. Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, we had a meeting in college.
Just as creepy as me, I didn't go on full in school. Creepy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket.
Firefighter show with Dennis Leary.
Is the judge out again? No,
I don't hear you.
The judge is out again. The judge is upset.
Don't storm out this time, judge. I don't know if I can handle that right now.
That was just funny, man. Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to get the judge back. We would have to sign out, and we can't do that. We are live. The judge is pissed. The judge should still participate in the Power Hour.
Oh, he's got. He definitely should.
No sandbagging in the Power Hour. You only have 30 more, 29 more to go, 28, something like that. Love this song.
Good song.
Sixth grade right here. You know what the name of the band is that did this song?
Better than Ezra.
Is it? I think if I
the second I wanted to think.
Well, maybe I'm just Dishwala, but that's
not Dishwala. This is better than Ezra.
They're interchangeable.
Do you ever get into I don't know, man, because I'm a little couple years older than you. The 90s, grunge, NCT. And Pearl Jam and all her fans really big. I was a lot of that stuff. Man, I remember. Do you remember when Rage Warrior and Kurt Cobain died? Do you remember that shit?
I want to say like.
Okay, see you
again. I was in middle school. And I remember walking into the school and people dressed in black, like Nirvana, gig thing going on, crying. Lined the hallways crying, holding each other and stuff. And I was like, what happened? They're like, Kurt Cobain, whatever. And I was like, I really didn't care at the time. I was more into my rap music and anything, but it's not fair.
I was
that day, for whatever reason, that walking into that, stuck with me.
I feel like it was a big deal. He was that band was the most popular band, one of the most popular bands ever.
They were great, man. They were great.
What's crazy about that band is they did everything with simple riffs. Everything was very, very simple. Most people who learn guitar, they learn how to play Nirvana with no problem because it's all simple stuff.
I think a lot of it had to do with what they were trying to say and the simplicity, but how deep it got you, man.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that. I just think it's interesting how their music is so. Universally loved, yet so, simple. I don't know. Not that it's a bad thing. Oh, my God. I can't believe I still do this.
They seem to be changing really quick.
Yep. That's what happens. Well, everybody else who's listening to the show is this episode over. So I think it's time to cut.
What's next on the VOC Nation?
That would be Who's Slamming Who?
Really?
Tommy Fierro.
By the way, if there happens to be a listener out there who is following along with us or drinking along with us, man, hit us up on Twitter or the Facebook account, man. FacesForRadioShow@gmail.com. Hit us up and let you know what you're drinking, man. I think that'd be kind of fun right now.
Hey, Judge, you know how we can get you back online? You could always just call from your cell phone. All right, here's the number, man.
14% battery? Jeez, Judge.
This guy, man. Who is this judge right now?
Oh, no. Is he just good for rules and regulations?
I think so. You know this song? I'm going to sing it to you.
Ring, 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 ring.
Banana phone.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Oh,
ding, dong,
sing.
Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Banana phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beat the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular, ring, 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 banana phone.
Yeah, the apples and bananas.
Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping.
If you know
banana
the
phone.
The guy that was did it. The white guy who was Eminem.
Oh, we're getting fun now.
On the phone, in the night.
Bye.
I'll give that guy $350 in the Jolly Man.
Oh, I'm just going to have kids and then exploit them.
I heard you crying around.
This is Green Day, right?
I heard you crying loud.
The judge is like, oh, you know, my mic cut out. I quit. Tough thing. When we lift the glass, lift with us. Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Exactly, yeah. The judge is being really funny right now, and the audience can't hear him.
I know. I have a feeling that he's going to drop gold, and we're not going to be able to catch
him. We're going to record a second.
It's going to be us fumbling over each other. This guy's going to be over here dropping gems.
Dropping gems. What is he, Havoc and Prodigy, bro? Drop a gem on him. If you put their symbol upside down, it spells my eternity.
I got to tell you something.
This is hands down my favorite.
I put it in a song.
This is one of those things that it's like, yo, on paper, sick idea. In execution, not so much. Whatever. If you're listening for some consistency, you got faces for fame. You got an introduction. What else do you want? You got a commercial.
What's the live focus right now? That's faces.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I want to chill in the next half.
The Faces Nation.
The Faces Nation. We need our flag. We need a dancer. We need... Do you hear?
I do.
I feel like we should clear the air out a little bit. It's kind of... Yeah, the table seems kind of...
Just put it on the floor. Have the janitor clean it up.
Pink. Raise the flesh, darling, no man, no man, yeah. No man, no man, yeah. No man, no man, no man, yeah. Keep us out of the
city, we're not going to leave it.
Now I'm in the rest, the whole world is saying. Raise the flesh, darling, no man, no man, yeah. No man, no man, yeah.
The dance.
Dude, I'm enthralled by your punching skills. I'm gonna put you in the ring like Wing from South Park. She's got a hell of a chin on her. I feel a lot
out of control by now.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
The judge informed us that officially this might be the worst idea we've ever had.
Thanks, Judge.
VOC Nation may not
stop even... smoking cigarettes at the studio, Judge.
VOC Nation may not even bring us back.
They're going to play a disclaimer before the episode. We are not responsible for what happens. Right, it's like
the tone of the music kind of died down.
Sorry.
No. Don't. I mean, you said this was all done with a reason.
It was, but to be honest with you, this might have been an older Power Hour that I thought was a different one.
Are you gonna tell me this 40 minutes into the Power Hour? Okay, man. Songs are great. It's a great song.
Dude, the Wonder Years. What a great show.
Well, the judge asked before, and I really need to tell you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. The judge just said the quality of intelligence.
I gotta agree, man. It's been really good. And there's some old things that are amazing, like what we just heard, the Wonder Years.
Like the Brady Bunch.
Change.
I don't watch. I haven't watched it.
Dude, I'm watching like the I just finished 24. That's really it. 24 in wrestling. Basically all I want.
Which we're done yet?
Probably like 2 or 4
or 5. Yet. I have
only 12. Dude, you would probably really like First of Midnight again. I know I told you like 1,000.
You know what happened? I started watching those and something happened where like the second episode was that was like really like down. Alright, Judge, I'm going to give you the headset.
The judge is back. Judge, the glass on my dismay. Does this make me the host now?
It does. I'm still a guest on the show. Africa. What's happening to us?
Awesome. I hope wherever you're at that you're having a fun. I am here with the judge, the Fox fan. Dude, what about England today, man?
Yeah. It's great. Leaving the cursed cup.
I'll
even just get knocked out of the group, but their performance is good.
I think we'll come back to it and kind of re-predict tournament.
And right, I'm gonna go ahead and hand
that one is the one. Run away from me, never coming back. One way on a one-way track. Feels like see what I mean.
Show tunes over here.
Yeah, real. It didn't get offended when we sing the songs wrong. It's like, give me the microphone, let me show you how it's done. It's funny because you can definitely tell the time when you made, like the time from when you made this album. So hey, you know what's crazy? If you listen to the radio stations, the local rock radio stations, they still play these same songs.
Dude, it's so funny because there's a station on Sirius Radio called All Nations, and it's like alternative to what? You play the same crap that everybody else plays. It's alternative for you. Alternative. That means different.
That's like one of my favorite songs ever. Such a good song. And you know what I get about what's awesome about that type, that rock of that time? Like, we got to live through what appears to be the greatest era of, like, rock music ever.
Zeppelin was the best band that ever came, hands down.
See, I can honestly tell you, I haven't heard enough of them to make it an educated.
Well,
like,
dude,
thing.
To be honest with you, you really should listen to, like, pretty much everything they've ever made, like, everything. good. They're like the first like heavy metal band. They're the first band that like was able to like do drums at like an incredible pace. Everything about them was just like cutting edge and different and new. They also used like blues music to like add it to everything.
Spit-Doc is awesome.
Great song.
Yeah. They actually had two really great songs on a decent album.
I have the album.
I didn't really care for it.
And Judge knows exactly what we're talking about.
It must be weird without hearing the music, like just hearing people like sing random lines at the same time.
Just watch us bullshit over this music.
See, it would have been awful if we did what we were originally going to do and not put the music on the track.
Oh, I think it was a great idea to get music on the back of the show.
Yeah. If not, it would have just been disaster.
Yeah, this show, not our finest hour.
It may end up being like
an alright hour. Yeah. Golden brown,
it's
like sun.
With the power hour, it's looking awesome. You're right, we can.
I really gotta stop doing that.
You have a filthy mouth.
I do. I apologize. I really don't. It's still
it's
power hour.
You know what I feel bad for this whole situation? The judge.
Oh.
Judge is sitting here. He can't hear audio. He can't really pay him any attention.
Yeah.
Bye bye belt.
It was that kind of a... Don't worry, Judge. This actually works out, like, not perfectly, but it's extremely convenient. Because I know I'm going to have to hit the head soon, pass it off to the judge, a little bit of Anthony Judge time. Dude, hey, Judge and I talked about the World Cup while you were gone.
Oh, is Italy winning?
They won.
So are they winning?
They're in a very good position. They moved
forward. Oh, that's good. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Here my pick.
Oh, Italy? Yeah. Dude, my pick's already out.
Well, that's sucky.
Yeah, I figure when they get to the round of 16, we'll just start over. And we'll pick over who'll actually make it. I know.
Dude, this sucks right now. I'm too old for this.
You know what? That's the first thing I thought of when you brought the idea up. Like, grown man. I have a power hour. Just regularly power.
Yeah, this really sucks, man. We're on 30, 40. This is 52. We have 7 left.
You know what's crazy? They're going to let us run over. This is why VSC Nation is awesome. Because they're going to let us run over doing this. Like, yeah, to knock out this nonsense.
Well, to be fair, we didn't know until today that we were going to run over anything.
I didn't want to tell the people.
Oh, baby, it feels so good. It turns me on.
I feel like all I've done in this episode is belch in the microphone.
You've told me.
Oh.
Alright, well, if you're listening live, we're going to cut off in about 90 seconds.
If you're listening live, bless you. I'm going to put this nonsense. And you, my friend, if I've seen you in the future, if you've seen you in the street, please high five, because you're off.
Yes.
We love you.
If you see a man by the name of Gartini,
high-five him.
No matter what the circumstance. Funeral, whatever it is.
Whatever it may be.
Delivering a child.
High-five. Because you're wrong.
Rectal exam because he was on an illegal immigration bus.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. Oh, my gosh. Fans who are going to download the extra... I feel like we're making, like, Blu-ray extra content. What happened to music?
It's playing, it's just really low. Oh, I'll turn it up. Like,
that too.
There you go.
Hey, we just tell me I have nothing alive though.
17 seconds. And then then we're going into overtime.
Hey, Anthony, for the live listeners, the gimmick don't work.
Change the gimmick. I got excited about that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. But whatever. We're in overtime now.
Over.
overtime.
As they call it on an ITR. Call it.
I like it.
Yeah, fine.
Extra innings. Dude, you know what, man?
Number 60. We're done.
Get out of here, really?
Shit, we made it.
Oh, where did the judge come from?
The judge is cheating. Oh, my God. It's so whack.
It's so whack. It took the cap to the finish line. Oh.
He pulled out the shot glass on the cheers on the last one.
Oh, what's number 60?
Final countdown.
You need to show something.
Oh, all right.
Is bacteria that we learned in Puerto Rico? Do you remember that one?
No, no. You could say it. I'll do the hand stuff.
Everybody. Para arriba. Para abajo. Para centro. Y para dentro. Oh, man.
That's it. 60 shots. Just for 120 shots. Maybe like 163 with the judge. But... but... we did them for you guys. Please hit us up on Twitter. Have Faces Radio.
Holy.
Hit us on Twitter. Radio One. Email Radio Show at gmail.com. Faces page Faces Radio Show. And that's it, guys. Have a great week. I hope you guys forget.